When he signed the welfare reform bill yesterday, President Clinton formally shifted responsibility for helping the poor from Washington to the states. States can apply for federal block grants starting October 1st. The new law is expected to save the federal government more than $50 billion. Some of the bill's supporters say the private sector will help make up the difference. Commentator Christine Holmgren says her experience as a Presbyterian minister suggests there is one factor people may have overlooked.
On the Sunday morning after the first cold snap, a stranger appeared in the third pew. During the time of welcome, she coughed for attention. She rose slowly, turned to the church people, and said, "We probably knew her son had been out of work all year." Around her, bowed heads nodded in recognition. Then she said his house burned to the ground on Friday. She lowered her eyes and asked the congregation to remember her boy and his four children in prayer. Then she disappeared into her pew, devastated by fallen pride. During the singing of the first hymn, an offering plate appeared on a plant stand in the narthex. On their way out, members of my tiny church placed loose change, dollar bills, and an occasional five in the basket. They did so with their eyes averted from the face of the woman who came once and once only to our church. But that wasn't the last time I saw her. For 2 months, I visited her mobile home where her son and grandchildren were staying. Each time, I brought a hot meal from the deacons and ladies' aid of the church. Clean clothes, new toys for the children. Until the morning I was turned away. Her son said he was determined to find help on his own. I learned something that day. Many of the folks I know are one catastrophe ahead of destitution, and accepting charity is a stigma for many people. The help the family sought came through our social service. Rather than ask too much from neighbors and friends, they went to strangers. Makes sense to me. Not everyone wants their names bantered around church council meetings or their family's poverty discussed at the Community Action Center. I thought about the old woman and her family when I read the news that President Clinton would sign Bill S-1956, the welfare reform bill. Senator Paul Wellstone from Minnesota voted against the bill. He was afraid of what might happen to insolvent families when underfunded state block grants obliterated the already frayed safety net for children. Social service professionals in my county are concerned as well. They wish they had access to a crystal ball to predict how the block grant system will affect hungry children. But the bill's supporters aren't worried. They say when the system drops the ball, the private sector will pick it up. The poor will turn to their local charities. I guess they're thinking that when children are hungry, their families put away their self-respect. Pride dissolves under poverty. Besides, a little shame is tonic for a destitute soul. And that's the attitude that makes me nervous. After a decade of working with poor folks, I can share a simple lesson. The poor are proud. And the private sector may be well-intended, but it has a fatal flaw. It's not all that private.
Christine Holmgren is a Presbyterian minister in Northfield, Minnesota. She comes to us with help from Minnesota Public Radio.